Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Thank you, Whitney. That was like one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever allowed myself to experience in this reality, and it brings many memories of me being a mommy and taking care of my little guys, and especially Anthony. Anthony was very much into the performing arts as his mommy was, and I would teach him this song on a regular basis, and, you know, when relatives came over, he'd sing it to them, and it was really beautiful. Because I came to the awareness today that he lived that, you know. My son was living the principles of self-love.
He had a concept of spirituality that, you know, it really is about loving thyself and being purely one with the knowing that the love is who you are. And so I had to send him a text today when I came to his awareness because he's an amazing human being. He just turned 31, and anyone who knows you from the show knows that I boast about him and my older boys for being very self-actualized as men and very balanced in their male female energies. Anyhow, I wrote him and said, you know, no wonder you're so awesome. He's been affirming this for many, many years, from the time he was like 3 years old. So I really feel cool about that. That is really wonderful that he was doing affirmation of self-love most of his early, you know, life. So it was really cool. And that's what I did. I sang a lot. You know, I love to sing. Singing to me is praying. And lately, the last couple of nights, I found myself singing some old songs that my mom used to sing when I was a little girl. And really beautiful, you know, to have that vibratory rate of such high esteem and love, because it really is. And I don't talk about high esteem and ego, but high esteem in that you connect to the true source of your being. And so this show tonight is titled, you know, The Power of Self-Love. And recently, I guess about 2 weeks ago, I started a group called Occupy the Power of Self-Love because I was feeling a lot of the females in my perceptual reality are really settling and allowing themselves to reach outside themselves for love, thinking that that's their sustenance, that they're really feeling okay when the guy is around and not okay when he's not around. And so I really felt like, you know, I had an obligation to bring me, for one, into the secure knowing that I am really the one that is loving me, or not, you know, and that I really can't give myself anything from the exterior realm, because the exterior realm is just a projection of what I feel about me. So if I don't feel well about me, I'm going to be in environments that are going to be disheartening, you know, detrimental to my growth and my knowing and my attuned state of being one with God. So a lot has happened this week for me, and it's been really a profound week because I really feel that I'm coming into my own in so many respects, you know, having not been really okay about really being away from the partner or the male or the husband or the boyfriend or the lover, and really struggling with that because, as I say that, you know, just like the other females in my world, because we're all one, I've had this this life of really living with and off of the male, because the male had been the power and I was, in a sense, the female that received what, you know, whatever money, whatever, you know, power, whatever authority, whatever career that my husband's were, I sort of followed. And when I decided to make the break from the last one, I really feel like, you know, I felt like, wow, you know, what's to come of me? Because, you know, after all, I'm not used to being on my own, even though I did have my own little careers and did wonderful, you know, expressions of what I desired to do. It wasn't because I needed the money. I did it because I loved doing it. And so now it's like, oh, my God, you know. So anyway, this past week, especially, last week I went to lunch with a friend of mine that I know for about 20 years now. She's a lovely lady that just came back in my life, and she took me to Lady Anne's tea room, and that was a beautiful experience because for me, I realized that when you're in, and I said this before, but I really got it, like firsthand, that when you're in an environment that is peaceful within and without, you know it's congruent. So that in this space that I was in, it was all Victorian, there was a lot of old pictures, a lot of girly girl, you know, beautiful angels and you know, just beautiful female energy all around, and the tables were set like it was, you know, a high tea in England. It was just so beautiful. And everything that I ate I really don't eat much in the day. I don't do food that much. I really don't, you know, feel the need to. And every day I ate, it was like 5 courses, was absolutely gorgeous and also very, very digestible. But after the meal, and it was very, very, you know, different. It was eclectic what I ate. I didn't have any indigestion. I didn't have any kind of feeling that it wasn't well received. And then I could feel the love that was being shared from this woman who owns the place, and she's the one that designs the menu, and she's the one that serves it and cooks it. And I was feeling like almost like, you know, coupling in that moment, because I was really realizing that I was in my true state of love and that all around me was mirroring that. And so that's what one of the things I want to talk about, you know, recognizing that when you're in that space within of such pure knowing that you are one with love, how you really cannot be anywhere but in love and, you know, and be in peace. Because, I mean, I've seen it myself. I don't do restaurants that much. I'm a vegetarian. I really don't, you know, the processed food and the energy in most restaurants for me is not congruent with what I've come to realize in my own peaceful state, my little sanctuary of the mind. And so there's been times when I'll walk into a place and I have to walk right out, you know, and, you know, I don't know whether it's like a psychic smell, but I have, and sometimes that's it. I really smell an off energy. And, you know, the senses are almost for me like a feeler. They're like a point of reference for me as a body, you know, to realize what is right and what is not right. And it could be a sound, it could be a visual, it could be an auditory, it could be a taste. And I mean, there's been many times I've sat in a restaurant, I've had the water and I have to go because it just doesn't feel right, doesn't smell right, doesn't sound right. And so that's really where I want to begin. There's so much to add to that, and I really want to do it because I really feel that I've come, again, I've become aware of a lot this week, very conscious and really seeing the fruits of my labor. So starting with that as a feeling, the starting point, a feeling tone. How does it feel to be where you are? You know, does it feel right? And if it doesn't feel right, it's because it's not right for you. And this is not about judgment. This is about the vigilance. The vigilance that's needed when you're conscious. Because once you're conscious, you start recognizing the power that you have to make your world what it is. And you start realizing that the only answer really is to be in love, to be in peace. And so if I go into an environment where there's, let's say for me, the political talk, that always is a big one for me, because I don't do news and I don't do the media. Or, you know, that people are talking about financial, you know, breakdowns and the stock exchange, and or fundamental Christians, that's another one that, you know, always gets me, you know. So these are my best teachers, I always say. Everything in my world is showing me what I can't see in me. And it's not the politics, it's not the, you know, the religious talk, it's not the financial talk, but it is about me being triggered by that conversation. And I know when that happens that I have to make peace with it before I move past it, because I'm only seeing something in me that I can't see. So when I walked into Lady Anne's a beautiful restaurant. Oh my God, I just can't believe this place. It's been in Florida, in my town, for over 10 years. I've never heard of it. The destination location, it's mind-boggling. The energy was so purely one with me. And, you know, that's interesting because that's what happens in relationships in the body, too, because when somebody shows up, you just kind of know that this person is really aligned with you. So anyway, what I'm going to go back to is the triggers, because I really think this is so important for the body I am anyway. So when I start realizing that political talk is starting to agitate me, you know, and really get me annoyed, and it's almost like I want to change the seat that I'm sitting in and move to another part of the restaurant, the coffee shop, wherever I am, and I do that. Sometimes I've done that. And within minutes, somebody else, the next table is talking about the same thing or something else that's going to trigger a response in me. So I've come to understand that if I really stay true to my own energy and true to the love that I am and really stay in it, no, don't fake it. Just come back to love. Come back to the present moment, remembrance that here is where everything can be altered. Here is the only place that change truly occurs, in the here and the now. I shared this on Tawanda Allen's show last night, which is lovely, and you should check out her site. I'll try to get the link before we go tonight. That when, you know, I lost my train of thought. Let me just center for a moment because I'm feeling a little bit off-center. So the trigger responses really are the ground So, you know, I've been truly channeling all week, so much so that I've been recording, because it just keeps coming through me, and it feels like right now I'm getting in my own way. I'm getting in the way of the one, the true knowledge that wants to come forth. Again, the show is about the power of self-love, which I really believe is the key to the kingdom of heaven. And let me just give you some information before I go on. My website is mindmending.net. On the website, I have a free meditation tape, 5-minute meditation tape that's profoundly beautiful. I get a lot of feedback on it saying that it's helped to change lives, that people are really changed. Some people tell me that after they listen, they stop smoking cigarettes, they stop addiction, they stop the pain in their body. So I really feel blessed for that to come through me, and that's there. But I have some books that I sell and also some meditation CDs. One is A Course in Miracles. The other one is Neville Goddard. It's 4 lectures on Neville and some commentary. And then the third is A Miracles, the 50 Principles of Miracles from A Course in Miracles. And it is hemisync, so it's about, you know, going into different hemispheres of the brain and bringing it to a higher state of, and it's a very beautiful affirmation meditation on the miracles and Course in Miracles. And also I have a lot of articles that I've done over the years that are very powerful, and I encourage anyone that hasn't been there to go and see the site. It's mindmending.net. And my email, I don't have access to the chat room. For some reason, my PC is not picking up the last 2 weeks the access to chat room. I don't know why. So if you're there, I'm sorry, but I can't, you know, interact with you because of that. But if you want to ask me a question or comment or give me, or you have something you want to give me on any level, email me at anandaoflove@aol.com, and that's anandaoflove@aol.com. All right, so getting back to that triggered response. As I said, I was on Tawanda's show last night talking basically about the same thing, because she says that she was really surprised that she could see when she listens to my work, what I've been doing over the last, I guess she knows me a couple of years, how I'm able to move from fear to love with people. If they approach me, that I redirect them. And so that's really where I want to go with this triggered concept. So you see someone, you hear something, you get this feeling of uneasiness and you want to react and you want to respond. And you really, at that point, are almost lost in the forest and you can't see the forest or the trees because you really believe that person is something outside of you. But for me, I know that it's all about me. I just know that it's a relative reality. What I feel, I will make known in my reality. So if this aspect of the self is irking me, upsetting me, I come back to present moment and I truly become the innocent child of God. I truly become in that moment the clean wineskin. This is something I've been practicing for 20 years now, and it's in time that I've been doing it, in the mindset called time. It seems like it takes effort. It seems like it's been so long to get here, but the fact is it's just a blink of an eye. As soon as I get it, it is. And as soon as the listener gets it, it is. Just become present in this environment where this absolutely horrible conversation is causing you so much pain, when in fact it's only some idea that you are believing was true and you're making it known in your perceptual reality and denying it. You know, it's like you all of a sudden get an amnesia. You don't really realize that what's going on is something that you're bringing forth. It's like actually calling a person out loud and they show up and then you say, I didn't call you. Basically, that's what's happening in every moment. We don't know it because we don't realize that we're mostly conditioned to believe something, and that belief system does make itself known in our reality. Until we start questioning our beliefs and questioning what we were taught was real, we don't know how to awaken. We can't awaken. We stay unconscious. And my intent with this show mostly is to bring the listener to the state of awakening, to the consciousness of being, and to know that they are the power in their universe, that they are really the masters of all they see. So when I come in present moment and I come back to the remembrance that God is, I am, the infinite field is, I am, and I am a part of that infinite field of potential. And I allow myself to just be in that, in a nanosecond, I can come back to love. And when I come back to love, it's a neutral state. It's not about, oh, he's good, she's not, I love, he doesn't. It's about just not being anything but present and breathing presently in the moment, the in-breath, the out-breath, absolutely divine. And then it's almost like you turn your head and either that person's not there anymore or the conversation shifted dramatically, you know. And so I heard something the other day that really inspired a lot of new minds to come through me. And it was somebody that said something to me who usually doesn't talk that way. They're usually very, very assertive and self-realized in their speaking. And they called themselves an ass. Immediately, watch that. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, as soon as you put yourself down on any level, any pre-diseased state or any predisposition to a dis-ease in your life or your world is actually ignited or triggered. And the more that you allow yourself to stay in that, I am an ass, I'm dopey, I'm not good enough, whatever it is, as soon as you allow yourself to go there, even for a second, you are activating a cell in you that will activate a disease that we call genetically inherited disease. Because everything that we believe comes from our foundation, for the most part. Mommy, daddy, you know, the environment, the town, the school, whatever. So that's all about the predisposition that we call about genetics. Epigenetics, new science says it's not real. Epigenetics is saying that genes can, they have no effect at all. They can be altered in any moment because they don't have nothing to do with anything. So when I allow myself to feel less than the director, the producer, the king, the master, the queen, the goddess I am in my perceptual reality and go into a lower vibratory rate of inadequacy on any level, unworthiness on any level, I am triggering that response in myself. And the cell that's most familiar with that will be activated and I'll start seeing the dis-ease of that self known in my physical body or my physical world. And this is so powerful. And as soon as I say it to this person, he responded, oh, come on, I know what I'm doing. I'm not like, you know, I'm very self-actualized. And I said, okay, well, then watch the way you speak. And I meant it because as soon as he said it, I felt like a whole different reality, you know. And that's where people don't realize, but that's where the shape-shifting concept comes in. Or moving into parallel realities coming, it's in a matter of an instant that I could actually move into another reality and be different and experience a whole different reality just by thinking a thought that's not congruent with present moment love. You know, and when I come back here to this space, and I always say it's not a coined phrase, come back to the now. It really means come back to God. Come back to God I am. And, you know, God hasn't, he's not perplexed. He's not wondering. He knows, it knows. The infinite field is infinite. It knows nothing but the magnitude of being. You know, everything is occurring simultaneously. And when I come back to the moment and fill my mind, it's like I get such a charge. Like I get recharged. And I do it perpetually. I don't stop. I just be what I want to see, power of self-love, you know, what does that mean for you? What does that look like for you? And they're all cool with them. I'm going to open the lines now because I really feel I've said enough. And please forgive me. I feel like I'm in between two worlds right now, and I feel really uncomfortable. First time in a very long time. I have a lot more to share about what's gone on the last couple of days. But we all have within us true knowledge. We all have within us love in the highest realm within. We all have in us every potential, realized or not, you know. So my intent with this show is to bring everyone in my perceptual reality to the knowing that they are truly making everything happen in their perceptual world. And if they do not like it, it's time to come back to present moment and to recapitulate and needing to come back to the God I am and to align with the power that be, not keep looking for power sources outside of the self that are really just mirages that are causing us to distract from present moment. So I'm going to open the line, and I think the first call, it looks like it's 516. I'm going to open it up. Hello, who's calling? Hello? Okay, whoever that was hung up. Okay, and this is 720. Hello, who's calling?
Hello, good evening. Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very well, honey. Did you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I actually do have a question, though. It's not about, like, love in the sense of relationship.
That's fine.
Okay. I actually have, it's like love for my business that I'm looking to start. And I wondered just how do you feel there's a grant writer that is saying that for a limited time they're able to put through and write grants, whereas, you know, usually you have to pay $3,000 to $5,000, there's a discount that's available. And I'm wondering, do you see like that actually being something that pans out, or do you think it's something that I should stay away from?
All right, I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I'm actually reality realize. You want me to like do a psychic reading? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, yeah, to see it, like, do you see it actually being something that does pan out, or do you feel like it's something that I should, you know, steer clear from?
All right, you're saying you're looking to buy a business or sell it? Because I didn't hear you at all. I'm sorry, it was just all muffled.
Sorry about that. I'm looking to actually
okay.
start one. And
all
the
right.
business that I want to start, there's a grant writer. You know how usually they're like $3,000 to $5,000. There's one that is extremely discounted, and they're saying that, you know, they can write the grant to get everything started. The reason that they're doing it is because it's like kind of pro bono towards the end of the year. They have a certain amount that they have to do where they don't have to charge the original rates, but starting next year they will have to go back to that. And so I'm wondering, do you, like, feel like it panning out, or do you feel like this is something that I should stay away from?
Well, again, just you saying that I should stay away from, that's your doubt. Because that, you know, when I'm really in the present moment, I can't have any doubt. When I'm about to initiate something, it is. So what do you feel about what you want to do? Does it feel like your passion? Do you feel like you're moving into something that's aligned with you?
Yeah, it's my spiritual work, actually, and that's why I really can't play around, because this is what I came down here to do. And so I know that even if it doesn't come from this avenue, you know, the financing to start it is going to come, because I'm supposed to be doing this.
All right, so why are you asking if it would not be wise to do it? Because that in itself is telling me that you have you're not secure with this.
The reason that I'm asking if I shouldn't is because the deal seems like so too good to be true, and usually when it's too good to be true, it is. And so I'm kind of just, you know, like, yeah, it seems too good to be true. So
we
got to
correct that right now. That's one of the belief systems that I was talking about earlier that can trigger a response and actually bring you what you don't want to have. So let's get rid of that idea that if it's too good to be true, it usually is. For me, my whole life is too good to be true. That's my belief system.
Must be
nice. It is.
Well,
nice,
I need that belief then.
All right.
I need some of that.
That's what we're going to do, honey, right now. We're going to remove that block in you. We're going to help you rise above that. Where did you learn that?
I guess just in business. You know, I've seen quite a few of my friends get burned, and the deals that they came to me with, I didn't feel good about them, and I kind of told them, hey, that doesn't seem like it would be something you should do. They did it anyway and lost quite a bit of money.
All right, I'm glad that you approached this because it's very powerful, and the listeners are going to get a lot from this, I believe. Right, when you realize that any prophecy that you make is fulfilled, the self-fulfilling prophecy is what we were given. We have within us the power to make anything occur any way we want it to. So when you say, I don't think that's a good idea, you're actually putting a kibosh in somebody else's reality. So to be neutral is to, you know, the path that I teach, A Course in Miracles, is what basically what I've been living for a long, long time. You know, and it basically says that, well, as I see is as it be. So in reality, if I walk into a hospital room and I say, oh, my poor friend, oh, my God, oh, look at this, what I'm doing is I'm cursing him. But if I walk into that hospital room and I say, I love you, oh, my God, you are looking so beautiful, and really feel it and see the love in them, that very moment, their cells are dancing and singing. They can't be sick. So you cannot have a situation that's not congruent with a successful outcome if you stay true to that. So why, on whatever level, why would you think that you would doubt somebody's path or your own at this point? Where is this not trusting energy coming from?
Well, the not trusting is that I look for, like, they have a website. I look them up, and I can't find, you know, much, like, that they've done before. And so that kind of, you know, made me feel like, oh, I can't really find, you know, much information.
But why are you questioning them? I mean, if you really believe that you are the master, and this is what the show is about, it's the power of self-love. If you really believe that you are the master of the universe, and you can, and you're spiritual, you should know this. You do know this. Everything in your perceptual reality is coming from you, through you, at you. So if you really stay and trust yourself, because that's what you're doubting your opinions, you're doubting your choices, you know. I have a friend in town that I live in that no one knows this man, and he is the most awesome grant writer on the planet. He gets millions of dollars for not-for-profit agencies, and no one knows him. He doesn't have a website. He doesn't even have an email. So in my perceptual reality, that wouldn't mean anything to me, whether he's on the internet. And I'm not encouraging you to do something you don't want to do. I'm just saying, come back to present moment and let's remove that non-trusting nature, because it's something in you that's causing you to you know, set yourself up to fail on some level. Up until now, have you been successful in your endeavors? In your opinion?
Yes, I have.
All right. So do you trust yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so when you trust yourself, do you think you can make the wrong decision, truly?
Do I think I can? Yes, because I have
before. All right, so that's what I'm saying. So where is that coming from? Because unless that program is out of there, you're going to put an obstacle in your way. This is what, you know, I help people to remove the blocks to their, you know, dreams being realized. So what do you think, and who do you think in you, the voice in you, is the one that's telling you not to trust, or you better beware, or you better check this out, or you will, or whatever, whatever, whatever. What do you think? Where is it coming from?
I don't know.
Do you think it's a learned behavior? You think you were taught this as a child, not to trust?
Yeah, it could have, definitely.
All right, so you're taking on a burden, in a sense, not even yours, because you're, you know, you're not connected to that anymore. You're a grown woman. So in truth, we can just say, you know what, from this moment on, I'm trusting. And who am I trusting? I'm trusting my source. My source is everything. My source would not guide me in the wrong direction. Just that belief system alone makes for success. And so truly stay in that. Stay in that mastermind, knowing that if you're endeavoring to do something, it's you, the thought was put to you from God or the infinite field of potential, and saying, hey, I want to plant the seed and you want to take it? You want to receive this, you know, and it cannot be in the seed cannot be planted in an environment where there's weeds or where there's, or, you know, not healthy earth, you know, or soil. So yeah. To receive that seed in its full, its entirety, and now start watering and nurturing it and loving it. And if that grant writer wants to come forth and do it for that price, invite him in, invite her in, you know. Thank you very much, and be certain that they're going to do the job perfectly for you.
Okay.
Because the other potential is there, that, yeah, that they're going to just take your money and run. What do you want to happen? You decide.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That
can
makes
you
a
accept
lot of sense.
That?
That really does.
All right.
Yes.
So that means you stay in the directive energy. You stay in present moment. You are the director. You are deciding now what the outcome will be. And the outcome for you is you want success. You want your center, you know. So what you want to do right here and now is you want to say, it's done. Thank you. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. It is done. And really know that. And if you even feel doubt coming from you when you're speaking to this person or communicating, correct it right here and now. Just come back to the now and rewrite that script within your mind and express it to that person in a very affirmative, it is done fashion. Thank you so much. I have no doubt you're going to do a fabulous job. A wonderful job. Thank you. You're a godsend.
Okay.
You know? Because this
yeah.
is an energy field. This is matter that you're turning. It's like the alchemical process. You're turning that aspect of you that's the grant writer into the perfect performer for you that's going to do the perfect job for you. So from this moment on, let doubt go. Let non-trust go, untrust or whatever we want to call it. All right? And keep in touch. Tell me what transpires. I, too, will see the same for you. I will see that you are stepping into a situation that's totally positive, totally successful, and everybody involved is going to be so involved, and they're going to love the experience. You
Thank
know?
You.
All right? And again, my email is Ananda of Love. You know, feel free to write me a little note and tell me what's going on. Keep me informed because I like to hear about the outcome. All right?
Okay, yeah, I definitely will. Thank you so much, Ananda.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. And you have a lovely night. Enjoy the show, Angel.
You too. Bye.
Bye, love. Okay, 516 came back. Are you there? Did you want to say something?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, it's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you, Angel?
I'm okay. I want to talk about my friend. It's not me.
That's awesome.
My friend, he's been searching for something his entire life, and he finally got the gall, the balls. He went to Nepal, and to go to the camp base, Everest.
Mm-hmm.
He'd left in October. And he kept saying to me, and we would talk, you know, several times a week, and he would say, Nance, I don't know if I can do it. I said, you've been hiking your whole life. This is going to be a big hike. You think you can do it? He said, but I want to feel closer to something than what I have where I live. And he lives upstate New York. And he did it. Yeah, you know, after 3 weeks, he had to be chopped down because he was getting really sick. But he still wants to go back. He said, my drive, it's like something in my head that says I have to be there. And he
mm-hmm.
can't understand it. You know, he's divorced twice. He has one daughter grown. He said, I feel like I don't do this and live there and help people. My life is not worth anything. And I had just hung up with him 2 hours ago when we were talking about it. And I wanted your impression so I could tell him, you know, is this something that is just like inside of you that you can't let go? I mean, he was sobbing because as terrifying as it was, the weight that he lost attempting this, he said, I don't know, but I just know I have to do it. But it makes him sick. So it's, you know, I don't know.
All right, so let's just stop there because when I'm doing a one-on-one counseling, you know what I do? I say, okay, give me everything you got for 5 minutes. I might have said this before, you might have heard it before, but I always say, give me 5 minutes of what you got, and then after that, I don't want to hear another word about another person. So what's this about for you?
I'm worried about him.
All right, but there is no him, so who are you worried about? This is your reality. You put him on your stage. Why'd you put him on your stage?
Because he's my friend.
He's not a friend until you put him there. He was just under, you know, everything, again, my teaching, and, you know, accept this or not, but everything perceptual reality is relative to my mind. And I'm going to see things a lot different than my neighbor's going to see things. Even my bed partner, a lot different. So in my perceptual reality, people show up for different reasons than they do for the other person. So this guy is in your life to teach you something. What is the message he's going to give you? When you got that, you're going to stop worrying about people. So what did he come here to tell you?
I'm trying to give him guidance in my own way.
Oh, but there's
support.
Nothing to give him. First of all, your worry is your worry. It's not his. I mean, your fear is your fear, not his. And what he's telling you is what you want to hear. So why do you want to worry about this guy? What about you is distracting from your own fear right now? Because you got something going that you don't want to look at. What is it? He's climbing mountains. This is a huge energy that's coming into your life to show you something. It's about bravery. It's around courage. What about you right now is afraid to make a move?
Well, you know what? Ironically, he did that because I had told him, you know, personal issues that I had gone through years ago. And we've been friends for a while. And he had said to me, you know what, I've been like chicken shit, and you've gone through cancer, you've gone through infections, hernias, all this, and I'm sitting around in my beautiful big home upstate New York, and I want to do something, because if you can fight cancer... He wanted to fight his own demons by going.
All right, there is no he, honey. When I deal with anyone on the show or in person, any counseling sessions I do, and I've done many over the last 20 years, I always say we've done 5 minutes of talking about the other person. Why are you calling me to tell me that you want to save somebody or help somebody or you worry for them? And what I open to as we're speaking is this statement. From this book, it says, when something within us is disowned, that which is disowned wreaks havoc. So there's something in you that you don't want to look at. And I think it's time because I'm confronting you the way you're asking me to confront you. This man is a byproduct of you. So what is he teaching you about you? Why are you afraid? You've gone through it all. You said you went through cancer, you went through recovery, you went through a hell of a life. If I remember who you are, I know what you've been through. So why are you worried about him?
I worry about everybody. I worry about more people than me.
Right. But that worry doesn't serve them. That hurts them because it's putting an absolute obstacle in their way. So we want to have you tonight stop worrying about people. Why are you not worrying about you? Why are you avoiding you? Why don't you want to look at you?
I don't know. I think because ultimately...
Let's do it.
Okay, and I'll tell you, because I was told by surgeons that I'm going to die. There's no time frame, but I have stuff in me that I'm going to die. You know, they can't tell me it's going to happen in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. But I'm going to have a shortened lifespan. And
that's if you believe in the medical community.
And I've gone to so many.
Doctors are the way, and not God is the way. Plus, you can live for longer than most people if you just come back to what I'm trying to bring forth tonight, that everything in our body is becoming from a belief system. So I'm saying to you right now, because I think we've tapped into it, okay, that you're worrying about people as a vicarious worry, because it really is about you not looking at yourself, and it's about time you did. Because as I said, when my kids were little, and I used to worry about them, and then I had the awakening, and I realized that every moment that I worried them, I was causing them the possibility of being harmed. So I had to stop immediately, and I had to come back and pray. And I had to come back in love, because if I was thinking for a second that me worrying about my kids and his kids and their kids were going to hurt them, then I had to be conscious. So, Nancy, you've got to start being conscious, because that man is climbing that mountain to show you there's nothing to fear.
I understand. I do. I get it. I get it. The way you just expressed it, I get it. I so get it.
So what would you do if you got it now? What would you do with your friend? What are you going to tell him?
Well, the first thing I would tell him is for him to friend you.
But I would tell him, I want to see you climb that mountain. You're my savior. You are my hero, because you're doing what I can't do, and you're going to give me the courage to do it. So walk past this cancer, to get it out of every cell of my being, because it doesn't belong here. It's a foreigner. It doesn't belong in my body. Now he becomes your teacher, honey. Now he shows you what you have to do to wake up.
And he's always so needy. He's a wonderful man, but he's so needy. Nancy, what am I going to do? I don't like living here. I want to sell my house. I want to go back to Nepal. I want to live and help the poor people. John, okay. God bless you. That's great. But you got to figure out what you have here first. You know.
But the reality is, when you think about your troubles you've been through, if you had it all to do, would you be thinking about what you got to do here, or would you be saying, I'm living my life? You know, because in any moment it can shift. Any moment we can have everything. Any moment we can have nothing, depending on where we're coming from. And the fact of the matter is, you are truly deciding that you're calling in people that are needy. Because who's needy? You're needy. You're the one that needs it. You need the fix. You need to distract from you. It's time to take back your power, honey. And tell this guy, I encourage you. And if you're going to call me in an emotional way, I don't want to hear it, honey, because I know that you can do this. You know, when I talk to people, I'm getting paid. I'm not going to sit and listen to, I am here to change people. I don't want to do counseling for 10 years. I want to do one session. And that one session is going to change your life. Because I know that I'm going to direct you in the right course for you, not because of your neighbors and your kids and whatever. You have to understand that you can change everything in your reality just by knowing you can. Well, I encourage that last girl with her business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do. You got to do the same thing. I have no doubt. I had a call yesterday, and I shared this on the show. It was very profound. A contractor doing work for my dad, and we gave him half the amount. And when I do contract work in New York, and this is going back to ego, I only gave a third. He never gave the full price, but my dad gave him a big chunk. And the guy hasn't showed up for a month. So I called up one guy, and I'm not aggressive. I'm an under of love, you know. And I haven't been in that energy for a very long time. But when the guy spoke to me the day before, his friend, he was really hostile. And I said, I don't do bully. This is not my. And I just said, listen, this is the way it has to be. And then I went back to, thank you very much, Angel. I know this will work. And yesterday, the same thing. Now it's his friend, the contractor. And he's yelling. And I'm saying, sir, I understand, but this job needs to be done ASAP. I'm going to New York in next week. I want it done before that. No, it can't. And I said, sir, I have every faith. I have all the faith in the world that this is going to happen. I know that you're not going to let me down. I have every, my gut is telling me that you're an angel. And he goes, well, I don't know if I do. I said, you're going to do it. Of course you're going to do it. Give me a call. Oh, all right. Because I didn't have any doubt.
I am the creator. I'm making this guy say to me what I want him to say, even if it's vicarious or, you know, unbeknownst to me. It's a program that I'm sending out that's saying, you know, yell at me, frighten me. No, I'm not going to be frightened. I'm not going to buy into that illusion. I made you act that way, and now I'm going to change it. You know, and so if you really are the maker of your world, and this guy's on your stage, you're a director, you put him on the play, he's performing for you in the way that he feels is congruent with what you want, and now you're going to tell him, you're going to keep feeding the lie? It's a lie. It's a lie. You don't. There's nothing to worry about. His life is already mapped out for him from his perceptual reality. But for you, what is he doing for you? What's he giving you?
But I always worry about everybody. I worry about everybody.
Heard what I said. You are causing me damage to worry about them. You're putting a great cloud over your world because that's what you feel about yourself. So stop it. Stop worrying. You not taking care of your world
me,
in the highest
me. I know. You're absolutely right. And I get... My daughters get pissed off at me. You know, they're like,
but you don't want to play that victim role either. You don't want to be a perpetrator. You want to be God. You want to be the child of God. And you know what? If you come in the present moment, like I say, and you just allow the love that wants to be made known to you through you, you'll be blown away because it really does change reality. I had a moment yesterday, which I'm going to share with you on the phone because I know you can relate. I have not had a clue, but the last 3 days, my father's birthday was yesterday, and 3 days ago I was told to have a party. My dad doesn't even like people. So I just bought a roast. I mean, I just bought food. I had no idea. Yesterday morning I wake up, and who's in the house? My brother. My brother and I don't have a relationship. He's older than me. So he's there, and I'm like in my room going, oh, okay, it's all good. And they left. I went to the doctor. I didn't see him. I went and did my thing. Came back at 3:30. The roast had to be in the oven for at least 3 hours. People were coming at 6. I'm like, whatever. Anyway, everything that was done, my brother, it comes back, and it was like 11. We spoke for 3 hours. I made the most magnificent meal for 16 people, and I had no idea what I was doing. It was just absolutely divine. Everything was set perfect. And my brother and I were on the same page metaphysically, as far as the world conditions, as far as knowing that we are the maker of all we see. And when he left, he embraced me. 10 o'clock, hugged me. I love you so much. Hugged me and said, bring in millions, okay? Out of nowhere. He told me to bring in millions. And I was like, oh, my God. And what happened was the 20 years of me self-actualizing, doing the self-inquiry, doing the meditation, teaching people how to love, finally paid off because my childhood issue, my brother, changed. All it was love yesterday.
That's the same thing with me and my sister. We don't talk. It's years. I mean, we saw each other a year ago in December when our mother died, you know, in hospice. But I don't like her. I don't trust her. We would fight all the time. She'd bitch and moan about everything. And my kids don't miss her.
All right.
You know?
And now it comes back to again. We're going back to the spiritual realm. We're not going back to he said, she said, good guy, bad guy. We're coming back to the fact that we are one with God. And, you know, if you really want to be in peace, body, mind, and spirit, you've got to understand that the only place of peace resides in the now, and that's where you're neutral, you know, opinions. So when I found myself not having opinions with my brother yesterday, he's here, I got to cook. I can't not be here. I got to cook for these people. So the whole situation evolved in me, through me, at me, to show me that my childhood issue is done. My father, after it was done, said it's the best birthday of my life because you and your brother spoke and you were in
pain.
Okay. So you see how it changed everything?
Yeah, but we don't have parents. Both our parents are gone. You know?
What does it matter? I mean, again, come back to the present moment. You're the spiritual being having a human experience. You're here to do a life purpose, and that is to move through this dis-ease called cancer. And the only reason we ever have cancer is because we eat it ourselves. We judge ourselves. We judge our world. You got to stop. Stop worrying. Stop saying he's stupid, he's bad, she's good, I don't know, you know. Come back and get back into peace. I want that body healed, Nancy.
Just when I
want
I get,
that mind healed.
Just when I get, I finally find that happy place and find peace and breathing. It lasts for maybe a month or so, and then it's taken
because
away.
Because that's what you're self-fulfilling prophecy. Every month, that's what happens. Get over that. Let go of that belief system. The belief system is what brings it back, not the you know, human condition and God or anything. Your belief is bringing it back. Cut it out. It doesn't happen anymore for you. You stay in peace for as long as you want to now. And sometimes it's 5 months. Sometimes it's two hours. It doesn't matter. It's about getting rid of those beliefs that are killing us, that are bringing us down. We don't have to assume and carry this baggage anymore. We don't have to do it.
You know, when
you know,
my husband...
I know. Go ahead, honey. Your husband what?
When my husband had said, you know, we're separated, but still in the same house. When he had said to me, you drive me crazy because you're happy. You know, I'm 58 years old. And he said, I don't know where you get your energy. I said, yeah, but then it dissipates when you're bitching and moaning about stuff.
But he's still you. You're making him do what you don't want him to do. You know, you're either the creator or the victim. Well, what do you want to be? You either make everybody act the way you want them to vicariously, or you want to be in present moment and change everything. You're either a victim of circumstances or you're the maker of circumstances. And the truth of the matter is you're the maker of circumstances. And if it's not positive, choose again. Because how does it help you to tell him that? How does it help you to tell this guy you're worried about him? Tell them, do your life and let me be.
When I have told him that through the years, he would laugh.
Good. Laugh with him. It's a joke anyway. It's only a dream. You know, it's a perceptual reality. There's nothing absolute in relative reality. So it's all man-made. It's a mirage. Choose again. And you know what? When you start becoming conscious, you start seeing it shapeshift right in front of you. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at that miracle. Change perception. My God, I changed my perception. Look what happened. Start every day thinking one for a week. Just decide to do something different. Decide to feel something different, to react to these guys in a way that's more productive for you. You know, there's no reaction in my world. And if I go there, I got to choose again. Very rarely now do I yell back, or because as soon as I yell back, I'm caught in the web. I'm not in present moment. I'm in a place that was, not what is. And it seems like what you're doing is replicating your life through all kinds of people. Your feelings to all kinds of people, because that's what we're doing, but you're doing it in a negative way, and it's going to hurt you ultimately, because you want to be alive, and you want to enjoy your life. And you can't with this noose around your neck that's saying you're going to die. Get over that. You're not going to die until your time to leave the body, and even then you're going to walk into another reality. It's going to leave the clothes behind. But don't keep that in the forefront of your mind. It's like you got it there. It's just like a clock ticking back and forth. Uh-oh.
Well, because I don't, and you know, and that's why I had told my kids, I said, you know, even though they're grown women and they have their own lives, they know that I'm not going to be around, you know.
Here you go. Who says you're not going to be around? Who told you that?
Because they were there with the doctors.
Who's the doctor? He's your patient. He's doing whatever you tell him to do. All idols are false. They're not real. It's an illusion. The only truth is God. He decides when you go, and it may be 50 years from now.
I agree. Do agree. Yes. like when they, the doctors say, you're never going to have kids. Yeah, I had two.
Didn't that tell you something?
And one
because
was a wedding.
Itself.
My oldest daughter, she just turned 36, and she was conceived on a wet spot on the bed. Because they, the doctor had sewed my vagina shut because of cancer. And that's how I conceived my daughter. And
you
she never
knew. Any doubt at all.
I'm sorry?
None. No doubt at all should you have. With that kind of happening, that miraculous manifestation, you actually could believe this nonsense? Choose again. Watch Bruce Lipton. You know, I talk about Bruce Lipton. Do a YouTube on Bruce Lipton and totally get into this man. He'll change your life. Our beliefs determine what we see in our physical reality. All right? So there's a part of you that believes in the miraculous because what could happen with the kids. Now you got to believe it for you. And if you're going to leave the body, leave the body. But stop worrying about it. You know, allow yourself to be free of that. Get rid of it. It doesn't serve you or anybody else that's around you.
I know you're...
You seem like you have a beautiful heart. You have a beautiful heart. And you're not here to worry about people. You're here to show people what they can do with their lives. You got a guy that wants to climb a mountain. That's a beautiful feat. Encourage him and learn from him. With all his suffering and his neediness, he's climbing mountains. That's
yeah.
you.
And but why is he so needy for me?
What? Why are you so needy?
I guess because I've been beaten down emotionally for so many years.
Well, he's
years.
A mirror. He's a mirror of you, honey. And he's been being beaten down, too, by his thoughts and his feeling tone. So he's climbing a mountain to get over it. Maybe you should go with him.
Oh, he wants to take me to Italy. And to
there
Brazil.
You,
you know. To
pack your bags
family.
And get in the car.
That's what he was saying.
Come on, you, go on. I don't want to hear another word from you. I'm sorry. I'm done. Pack your clothes. Go buy some beautiful clothes and get out of that house.
But I've got six dogs. I can't leave.
Then give them away.
No.
You're even keeping your dogs as your prisoners because you're holding yourself a prisoner. Oh my God! This kid take the dogs.
Yeah, I'll take them to Italy. And
I'm
to Brazil.
I had a girl, this girlfriend tonight, this girl that, you know, I just told you she came back in my life, and she calls me, she's coming to Barcelona because I haven't been out for a while, and so I went there, and then she says, I'm not coming out, I went home to feed my cat, I'm too tired. If I could never have a cat at this stage of my life, I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. You know, I raised my kids, I did my mommyhood,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
now it's about
yeah.
self-loving. Self-loving
no,
you.
No, I just take so, in all the
chance.
Rescues. I take in all the rescues.
Well,
and
that's
I foster,
beautiful.
You know.
So what do you do with your life? What do you do for you?
It's kind of like I've just lived it. I had a wonderful life. I wish to God there was more. I've got a condo in Stuart, Florida.
You know, that's where I am, right?
Have I been there? No.
Why aren't you there? I mean, that's where I am. You should be here. Anyway, the point is I know what you're saying because I've had a full life as well. So should we give up now? Should we just end our lives because we did everything? You know, you want to give in to the cancer? Do you want to die in agony? I mean, what do you want to do? The fact is, it doesn't matter.
Well, as I told my daughters, like with the holidays, Thanksgiving, we do the whole big thing, and especially Christmas. I do the Courier and Ives Christmas. And
right.
It's just, that's the way I am. And, you know, I jokingly would say to my dying breath, I hope that you you know, both my daughters, Leslie and Kat, that you'll follow through if you choose to. And they're like, Ma, shut up. Because I know it's going to come. It's going to come.
But you're making it happen before time. You know, obviously, if you're giving your...
I know what you're saying. I do understand. Are you there? Hello?